Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
G'day, dum-dum.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm seriously getting dumber every day I'm doing this show.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
It's a special Friday edition of the Rush Hour as we recap the week that was. Later on, we'll hear from Tom Rockcliffe, who always has some cheeky things to say to Bill, and we have an idiot song as well. But first, on Tuesday, Joey and Billy had a chat to Olympic gold medalist Steve Hooker.
Our next guest is a two-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist, a World Cup gold medalist, a World Championships gold medalist, and, of course, the Beijing men's pole vault Olympic champion.
Up he goes! He goes over!
Oh. And he even provided his own commentary on his rivals.
His Olympic lowlight happened in Sydney, where he nearly lost a nut.
Please welcome Steve Hooker.
Yes, he's done it all. He's been a superstar for Australia, of course, the 2008 Beijing gold medalist. Steve Hooker, welcome to the Rush Hour, mates. And just tell us a little bit about what you're up to these days.
Oh, well, generally?
Yeah, in general.
I'm just working. I'm CEO of Resimax Group, so I work in property. We do house and land in the north and west of Melbourne. I've got three boys, so I'm busy dad, and that's pretty much all my time taken up.
What was your worst injury when you were a pole vaulter? Because I just heard you then saying he lost a nut, nearly. What was your worst? Hooksy?
I didn't have that happen. I ended up once in hospital with kidney failure. That wasn't ideal.
No.
I had a crash and the pole like slammed into my side and made me bleed from my kidney. So that wasn't ideal. That was when I was pretty young. But I was pretty lucky. Like, all in all, it's a pretty dangerous sport. And I came out of it all pretty unscathed.
We were talking about this the other day, Steve. How do you get into pole vaulting?
Yeah.
Like, at what stage as a kid do you say, Mum, can I try pole vaulting? How did that come about?
You don't get in the backyard, do you, and try it? Or you do?
My kids do.
Do they?
we do a little bit of home pole vault. But if your dad's not a pole vaulter, that doesn't happen much. Now, for me, it was my local athletics club, Box Hill. And at the time when I was a junior there, Emma George was breaking the world record in the women's pole vault in the lead up to the Sydney Olympics. And I would just watch her train and thought she was amazing. And I was like, I would love to have a go at that. So, you know, I just asked her coach and he took me on board. So I was very lucky from that perspective. A lot of people come out of gymnastics and get into it, but you have to really be around a coach that knows how to teach it and has all the equipment.
What about, you played a bit of footy too this year, didn't you, up at Ardmona with Shane Crawford?
I did. I put on the hoops like you, Billy.
Yes.
Up at the Ardmona Cats. And it was good fun. Yeah, played a few games for them and lucky enough to play in the first win for the Cats in a couple of thousand days. It had been, I think, 6 years or something between wins for those guys. So it was a really, really fun experience. Great to meet the team up in Ardmona and you know, the community around Shepparton up there. It was a super thing to be a part of.
Did you play footy as a junior? Steve, I played with Steve's brother, Tommy Hooker, for Victoria. His brother was a very good junior footballer. Wow. Did you play footy as a junior, Steve?
I reckon I played against you, Lee.
Really?
You were at Ivanhoe, weren't you?
Yes, I was Ivanhoe.
I reckon I played against you one day in a match. So, yeah, I played as a junior against you. Thanks for remembering.
Can't you remember the red hair?
Oh, now that you say that, so I can. You were a very good footballer. And, of course, Steve, on Monday, the Sport Australia Hall of Fame announced its scholarship and mentoring program, which will see five Olympians and champions like yourself mentor some of the next generation of stars. So that must be a nice privilege for you to be asked to be a mentor for the next generation of Olympians.
It was amazing, yeah. So I'm mentoring Zach Littlewood, and he's a sailor. And, you know, the great thing was he actually asked me to be his mentor. So he sort of, you know, of those in the Sports Hall, Australia Hall of Fame, who would you like to have as your mentor? And he picked me, which was great. And we've been in contact now a little bit. He's over in Europe competing at the moment, but we're in contact over Zoom and WhatsApp, and it's been really good to get to know him and to, you know, start following his journey.
Well, Joey just said during the ad break, what would Steve know about sailing? But it's not about that. It's just about preparing yourself and getting yourself ready and all that. That's what you'd be telling him, wouldn't you, Hooksy?
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of this mentoring program is it's cross-sport. So you don't mentor anyone from your own sport. You're generally mentoring someone from a different sport. And a lot of benefits can come from that. You can learn a lot of lessons from people that tackle things in different ways. And, you know, me having nothing to do with sailing, I've got no vested interest in it. I don't really know how the coaching works or anything like that. So I'm a different kind of voice or a different kind of thinking from the bounce his ideas off.
That's how it works.
That's better.
Hey, lessons on life. I read Steve Hooker's Lessons on Life, Joey.
And ooh, very nice research, Bill.
Well, I did.
That's unusual.
Exactly. Find good work.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. go where the hunger is. That's good. I like that.
Yep.
Always be present for your family. Very important. And keep your body moving.
Never stop.
Well, some of us do. Some of us stop and we just blow up a bit, Steve.
makes sense. Hey, Steve, thanks very much for joining us, mate. We've loved having you on the show. You were a star. We loved watching you back at the Olympics and World Champs and Commonwealth Games. But also congratulations on being a mentor, and it should be another honour to go along with all the other honours that you've had throughout your career.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's great to be a part of the mentoring program, and everyone's going to do a great job. Looking forward to seeing how the mentors and mentees go.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No. I'm not.
Are you fluent in piano?
For Carlton Draft, this is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. And since JB has left for the year, Billy has been able to bring back one of his favourite segments.
Bill, we always love looking through through some stories over the weekend and try and find stories that are trending unusual.
Yes.
You've come across a bit of an unusual one.
Actually, your one, the backyard wedding with
Nathan Vardy.
Yeah, that was in the papers on the weekend.
See?
4 days
we were creating news, Bill.
Well, you were. Well done there. But I got a mate over there in Turkey, old Bevan Mutlu. And
schoolmate, was he?
Schoolmate, yeah. Went to Assumption together, and he's gone back to Turkey. And he got on the source, fair to say, on the weekend, and he just stumbled out to a forest near his hometown and got lost and all that, and that was okay.
That's okay, is it?
Well, it is. He woke up and he was okay.
Oh, okay,
But then someone was worried. His family were worried about him. So they started a search party.
That's nice.
And Bayan, my mate, he joins the search party. So he's walking around trying to find whoever it is. And then someone yells out, Bayan, where are you, Bayan? And he goes, oh, that's me. So they set up a search party to find him. He just joined it to think he's doing the right thing, and they're actually looking for him, old Dopey. So only in Turkey.
Very good. Hey, I just came across interesting yesterday in the paper. They've announced the SAS, which we've been speaking to some of the cast from this year's SAS Australia. Brutal show, that one.
Brutal.
But they've announced the cast for next year, for 2022.
Yeah.
And now a lot of things started to add up, because on the midweek rub throughout the year with Duck coming in, he was going on these massive fitness campaigns. He was doing 2.5 hour walks.
Botox.
He had a bit of work.
His eyebrow member.
You said that, not me.
Botox.
He was getting some cortisones in all his ailments in his shoulders and all those sorts of things. And it was strange why he was getting himself so fit. Well, now we've figured out why.
Why?
He's the next contestant in SAS Australia 2022.
Imagine someone getting the ant getting up close to him and having a go at him. Duck.
You mean he'll throw the fist like he did at Archer that day? He would do that.
Exactly. Well, what I found was interesting. So they got Wayne Carey 50. Well, they got after his name.
AFL commentator.
Righto. Barry Hall 44. What do they got after him?
AFL star.
So he's only a commentator, Duck, and Barry Hall's a star. Else is in that?
Well, speaking of stars, Darius Boyd, who was a retired NRL star. Mm-hmm. So you need to be pretty fit and strong to be going.
Jeff Hugel?
Jeff Hugel.
He blew up a bit, old Hugs. we all do.
Might be good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Lockie Gilbert, who's been on The Bachelor and Survivor. He's a big unit. I don't know if you watched any of those shows, but a lot of the people that are listening will know who big Lockie Gilbert is, so he's on that.
Melissa Wu. She's a tiny little diver, isn't she?
Yeah, she's been to 3 or 4 Olympics.
I was going to say, she's still only 29. Yeah. Been around for a lifetime.
Yes,
Who else
Richard
is there?
Richard Buttrose.
Who's Richard Buttrose?
He's your Thor.
What?
Well, he's related to Ida.
No.
Haven't you heard that joke?
Nah. I've heard that one.
Right,
give it to me. It says he Richard Buttrose, convicted drug dealer. Is that what he's known for? Well, you're on the show because you're a convicted drug dealer.
Exactly. That's what it says. Well,
Michael Zarafa?
Yeah, I am, man. The boxer.
Ooh.
He is fit.
He is fit.
He come in here one day and a bright yellow tracksuit, top and bottom, like a banana. Looked like
did you tease him?
No.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest has always been one of our favourites on the field.
Rockcliffe, he walks in, quarter kick three on the trot. Rocky gives it to him.
Now he's retired, he's going full-time on giving it to Billy instead.
I tell you what, I did also make the All-Australian side.
They must have been giving the All-Australians away in Smith's chips packets in 1991, where they did.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Ah, yes, an All-Australian himself, of course. Two-time best and fairest winner and now part of the Triple M family, but retired. First of all, congratulations on your career, Tommy. You should be proud, but welcome to the other side of the fence, mate. Retirement life, I tell you what, it's different when that little man is off the shoulder. You can eat and drink whatever you want and train whenever you like. How are you feeling so far in retirement?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joey. Bill, Rabs. Yeah, Rock. I have to apologise, Joey, because I have clipped you a couple of times on the way through on this show, and yeah, it doesn't take long, does it?
I
have not exercised once since I retired, and I reckon I've put on about 7 or 8. Yeah. So
just on that, boys.
Look like groundless with hair.
Hey, all right, let's go now. What did you play at, Joey? What did you play at?
I played at 78 kilos.
78. What did you play at, Rock?
85.
Now, currently, what are you, Joey?
I hit almost 90, but I got back down to 86. So I'm at 8 kilos.
No, I'm putting you 90 because you had the juice diet.
Yeah.
So you're 90. What about you, Put?
I stepped on this morning because I knew you'd ask. 93.
92. Yeah. You'll hit the 100. You'll put the bat in the air. Be one of the great hundreds ever seen.
Oh, dear.
Now, how's your Hugh Billy Rockcliffe, of course, your little boy? And what is the inspiration behind the name?
Well, Hugh's obviously a name that we liked, and we just thought we'd come up with Billy because it's sort of a tribute since you've been phased out of all the media as life goes on for you. We thought we'd better remember you somehow, so we named him Billy, his middle name.
Is he chubby?
No, he's actually a bit skinny, so he hasn't taken after his father, so I don't know where he got that from. And he needs to fill out, so he needs to get on the boobs, that's for sure.
Yeah, good. Breast milk till they're about 4 or 5, I reckon. Hey, and you've
what
been...
happened, Bill?
What?
You got sacked from the footy show. Damo is funnier than you.
No, well, no, he's not. And
did you catch the breaking news today, the trade news?
What is it?
Brownless out, Rockcliffe in for the rush hour. JB and the Rock.
JB and the Rock. Well, how did you go? Because I heard you did some calling for Triple M in the Sandful Grand Final. Did you stuff anything up like Greg Blewett on the, what were you, on the boundary, or were you doing specials?
I was doing specials, what you got sacked from last year. So I sat in the box and just nailed it. And yeah, you're not wrong, but it's a bit cheap you having a shot at Greg Blewett when you won Nuffy of the Year.
Well, that was, I didn't think I'd win that, by the way. And Bernie should have, because the way he's carried on. Don't tell me he was the Cups ambassador for the Sandful Grand Final.
What an absolute disgrace Bernie Vince is at the moment. He is the biggest Harry hanger-on going around in AFL footy. He jumped on his local club,
yep.
He got them to a flag. He jumped on Melbourne, got in the circle and sung the song.
Yes.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. And now he's claiming the Eagles as his team. He played 20 games for him. He's carrying the cup out. What an absolute shocking human being. And I'll tell you one thing, Bill.
Yep.
There's a factor that just keeps arising its head here. Every time Bernie Vince leaves a club, the culture gets better and they start to win.
Well, that happened at Melbourne. Would have happened at Woodville, the Peckers. So you might be onto something there, Rock. You're going all
right. That's right. Now, Fat. I know you've been struggling with your jokes and you've had to get the Carlton draft on board and the listeners to send in their jokes.
My
young fella told me one, if you want to use it later.
Right. What has Jack told you?
He came home from kindy and said, what kind of bees produce milk?
What?
Boobies.
Ah, not bad. It's clever. Boobies.
Boobies. Not bad for a little four-year-old.
Yeah, it's a wonder he can say that.
He was on it till the last month until his brother came along, so we had to wean him off it.
What else can you tell us, Thomas? What's happening over in Adelaide, mate? All good?
Yeah, it's all good. You did a little Zoom in with Glenelg, apparently, on the weekend. they've had a good record in grand finals. I think they've won 5 and lost 14 or something now, or lost 9 as favourites. You know a fair bit about choking in big finals, don't you?
Well, I played in 4 grand finals, mate.
And how many did you win?
Didn't win many, actually. Anyway, we're out of time. F*** off, right? Hang up, quick. Hang up before he comes back with any other
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
It's the best of Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy, all thanks to Carlton Draft. And on Wednesday, it's Hump Day. And for us, that means this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, Wednesday, October 6th, Hump Day. And the Hump Day Quiz, we've got some very good guests. Joey, you're going to be our judge and talk to Andrew. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Bill. How are you going?
Oh, well, what are you doing on this fine day?
Just heading back to work after picking some material up for the boys.
Oh, good work. And you're barracked for the Saints.
Come on, the Saints. 22 is our year. Come on.
Oh, you've been saying that for a while. Who's been the greatest Saint ever in your eyes?
I have to say Joey because he's there.
Oh, Andrew. There's one. He's already got one, right?
Yeah. And we go to Avondale Heights, which is, Joey, where?
Out west.
Yeah, just past Avondale.
Yeah.
And talk to Tony. G'day, Tone.
G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
Good.
G'day, Tony.
Big Tone. What are you doing, Big Tone?
Just enjoying the day, mate. Relaxing.
What, just nothing?
Nothing, absolutely nothing, mate.
How good would that be? And you're barracked for the Bombers. Oh, they're going all right. There's a big light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there is, mate. Building up, mate. Next year we should be good.
All right, Tone, settle down. Here we go. 5 questions. Tone, you jump in with Tone, and Andrew, you jump in with Drewy. All right?
Righto.
Roger.
No, not Roger. Tony. Number one. Who has played more AFL games, Joel Selwood or Scott Pendlebury?
Drewy.
Tony.
Yeah, that was Drewy. Andrew.
I'm going with Selwood.
What about you, Tone?
It'll have to be Pendles.
No! It's a trick question. Yeah. They've both played 334 games, if you can believe that.
Poor Tony thought he had that one.
He did too, old Tone. Sitting back doing nothing. Thought he had his... Righto. Oh, number on. 2. An audio question. Who delivered this emotional speech at his best and fairest?
Yeah, no, just have the support from the club.
Drewy.
Plays.
Drewy.
Andrew, again, have a crack, mate. Who was that?
Cunnington.
Yes, it was Benny Cunnington indeed. Well done. Andrew, one to you.
Ben Cunnington. Righto, number 3 now. In what state or territory would you find the big pineapple?
Drewy.
Tony.
That was Tony.
Queensland, mate.
Yes.
Right on, Tony.
Oh, yes, the big pineapple. What else is there? The big crayfish?
Yep.
The big koala?
Big banana?
The bananas.
All right.
Where's the big koala?
That's a terrible thing.
Paul's
nearly fallen.
What? Jeez, he went camping down.
It's nearly fallen down. Oh. The koalas have been shagging in there. Righto, number 4. Which rugby league commentator is known as Rabsy now? We'll play some. Hang on. Just play one.
We've gone off half-cock.
He's gone off half-cock, Drew.
Warren.
Rabsy Warren. That's right. You know his first name?
Ray.
Yes, very well good. Ray well Warren. Done. Well done, Drewy.
You sure?
There he is. Come on, Tone. You need to get this one to equal it up, if you know what I mean, Joe. Who are the Google boxers? I still don't know what
Goggle.
It is. Goggle boxers talking about with this.
Kawas donga. Why do they blur it? That is so unfair.
They're watching a show and they wanted to see someone's donga. We spoke to him yesterday.
Love Island. Oh, Drewy.
Yeah, Drewy.
Drewy.
I don't know. Love Island.
No. We spoke to him yesterday, Tony. He played tennis, nicknamed Scud.
Oh, yeah, Mark Philippoussis.
Yeah!
Oh, well done, Tone.
Well done, Tone.
How'd you guess that?
Now I've got to find another one. Right.
Come on, Drewy. It's 2-2 here.
Who is the new South Wales Premier?
Drew.
Yeah, come on, Drew.
Porte.
Unless you can say it better, Tony.
Yeah, go on, have another crack at it.
No, I don't know. Ben something or something.
Tony, you started. Drew, we have another crack at it. You're sort of around the mark. New South Wales Premier.
Brett,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was right. Dom Perrottet.
Perrottet, 39, got six kids.
Nah, well done, Drewy.
Six kids.
Good on you, Joey.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Joe Montagna and Billy Brownless, the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. And tonight, it would have been Joey's last show, so we've got a little treat for him in the form of an idiot song.
Remember, the superstar for Sydney, Wanna Brownlow.
Hang on, don't say anything.
I'm not talking because I can't remember.
I'll give you a clue.
No. Give me a clue.
He's got the same name as an Australian singer.
Kamal.
No.
Scotty Kamal was his name. Anyway.
Kamal.
I'm high on the hill looking over the bridge to the MCG where I kick the goal after the siren. The way up on high, the clock on the silo, which I kicked the footy over. Remember that. Joey Montana.
Robert Diplomenico.
There you go. See, Robert Diplomenico. I don't know if you watch Google Box. We're calling you a inserter because you have inserted yourself into the Melbourne Premiership and you were asked on the Saturday Rub about... Well, what will you do and... I don't know what you're asked. Actually, the trade-off. So, hence, we've come up with a magnificent topic.
Yep.
When did you forget someone's name you shouldn't have had?
Yeah, well, shouldn't have had.
You just slaughtered that.
It's an expensive drink, isn't it? Gets caught.
You want to go hard. You want to be drinking a verb.
What?
Or Ver, or whatever it is. Maui. Oh, thank you, Joe. Great having you on board.
Inboard. Here you going.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
For Carlton Draft, it's the best of Triple M's Rush Hour with Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless. And now it's time for a joke to close out the week.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
The Carlton Draft 2021 Caulfield Cup Sweep. Your chance to win 10K.
The good people of Carlton Draft not only sponsoring the show, they are sponsoring your joke and they've just slung us a few slabs, which we're going to give away to the people. All you need to do is head to triplem.com.au, enter a joke for Bill to read out, and you can win a slab of Carlton Draft.
Can you just make sure that Bill gives it away to the people, not keep it for yourself, Bill?
Well, I was going to share it with you. Thank you to Carlton Draft. So I've got two jokes here. You ready?
Yep.
One is from Craig, and it's Paddy. Paddy runs into the bar, Joey, and says, Mick, someone just stole your car. Mick says... Did you get a look at his face? Paddy says, no, I didn't. But I got his red, Joe. Joe, do you understand it? It was Mick's car.
Yeah.
So he didn't really need the red, Joe. That went down well. It's going
to
be a
draft. It took me a while to get that one.
Yeah, I knew you didn't get it. That's what, because it was Mick's car. He didn't need
a yay or a
nay. No, hang on. I've got to compare another one. Right? Yeah. This is from Liam. 100 years ago, Joey, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Now, everyone has a car and only the rich have horses.
Mm-hmm.
How the stables have turned. Look at the fake laugh. So, Liam or Craig? A yay. Which one?
A yay to Craig.
Ooh. Really? The Rego one you didn't get?
I presume that was funny.
Righto. So he gets a slab, but guess what? Liam gets a slab also.
Oh, very generous of
you. Thanks to our good friends.
A Carlton draft.
Carlton draft, of course. So they both get a slab today.
Good one. Well, I like that. I like that.
My jokes are actually better, aren't they?
Yes, actually they are. I was hoping for better. Better entries tomorrow. Come on.
Yes.
TripleM.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.